According to the National Safety Council, someone dies in the U.S. every 4 minutes from what's considered a preventable death. Things like falls, drownings, car accidents can all be fatal and are all considered preventable. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Deborah Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. They talk about the prevalence of preventable deaths and how to reduce the chances of preventable deaths from happening.
So let's begin with the concept of a preventable death. How do you define it?
Preventable deaths are really collected as things called unintentional injuries in the Centers for Disease Control Statistics. Things like falls, drowning, motor vehicle crashes, all of these are considered unintentional injury deaths. These are things that we know are preventable, and in fact, we see 146,000 fatalities each year in the United States and 40.6 million serious injuries.
You had a state of the safety report that you did. 11 states got an F. For those states that got an A in your report, would you discuss what they are doing right to help avoid preventable deaths?
The states that earned an A in our report really are doing a lot of things right. They're protecting people on the road by looking at one of the leading causes of death, alcohol-impaired driving, but also things like distracted driving. When it comes to safety in the home, they're looking at things like home fires, older adult falls, and opioid overdoses or prescription painkiller overdoses. And finally, we looked at workplace safety issues, workers' comp, health and well-being programs, and we also looked at things like drug and smoke-free workplaces. All of these issues combined to create a state of safety. And we looked at what states were doing to create that environment of safety for all their residents.
I'm sure that legislators would, you know, 10 out of 10 sign up for all of safety measures that you might recommend, but resources are needed.
You raise a fantastic point because there's probably no one who would be opposed to greater safety, but you do have to take some steps. And so, for example, in drowning, some of the things that we looked at were high school graduates being required to know CPR, regulations that require barriers to be installed around residential pools. You're certainly going to have some funding if you are going to have someone be an instructor for all high school graduates. You're going to have to make a commitment to that at the local or at the state level if you're going to do that. But the regulations that require barriers to be installed around residential pools, that's probably going to be a cost that's going to be borne by homeowners.
Part of the National Safety Council's mission is to eliminate preventable deaths in our lifetime. Is that realistic or even possible?
Well, we know the goal of eliminating preventable deaths in our lifetime is something that we certainly want to achieve, whether it's for your company, for the community or neighborhood that you live in, or when you take it down to your family. Zero is the only right answer when it comes to those smaller groups. And people don't have to solve the big number of eliminating all preventable deaths. They just have to solve the smaller number, the one that's closest to them, to their family, and to their colleagues and coworkers.
That was Deborah Hirschman of the National Safety Council speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. You can hear more of their conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.